Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
We wrapped up the week for cattle futures steady to 80 higher on feeder cattle. Live cattle were down 32 on the front month and up everywhere else. October's up, down 25 at 105.15. We had some cash trade yesterday in the 104 area, so we wrapped up from 104 to about 106 for the week. Pretty disappointing overall, but the live cattle this week were really steady from a high of about 110 early in the week to today's low in the 104 area. Continues that downtrend going back from the last part of May to the first part of June for the Octobers. Feeder cattle here, October, on the chart at least, slightly higher and steady since June, but about $10 to $15 lower than where they were at the first part of May. Midday box beef prices were a little bit lower, 31 to 34 cents lower, with choice at 191.57, select down 31 cents at 191.03. Feeder cattle index yesterday closed at 142.91. The cash markets generally around the country were considered $2 to $5 higher this week, but the feeder cattle, the index has been relatively steady. Of course, yesterday, August feeder cattle expired, but we won't know their settlement price until Tuesday since the markets are closed on Monday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were generally higher to finish the week, and everything but the corn futures. Corn finished down 2 to 2.5. Soybeans were higher, up 4 to 5.5, and then the wheats were just a little bit higher, up 2 to 2.5 cents. Mid-morning this morning, we had an Informa update. They actually raised their corn production to 169.2 bushels per acre. The USDA was 169.5, and then the bean yield was right in line with the USDA at 49.4 bushels an acre. So it looks like initially all these private economists and advisory services had a pretty low corn and bean yield, but they're all going back to where the USDA put on last month's report. The next USDA report will be September 12th. And then all cotton was 890 pounds per acre for the national yield. That put it at 21.2 million bales. So that crop actually keeps getting bigger despite what's going on with the hurricane situation down in the south. Gas futures, gasoline futures today. After rallying yesterday, they have come back down. October down 3 cents at 174.46 for the October unleaded gasoline. October heating oil, which is diesel, is up about a half cent today at 174.73. And then crude oil is unchanged here to close today.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.